It's definitely up there. I don't know if I've had one at a more crucial time. You know, we needed something to get us going, and Lance made a great catch and got us to midfield, and then, you know, we were able to go down and score.
What do you see when you look at Minnesota's defensive front?
Their front's good. You know, their front seven, you know, is probably one of the best fronts that we'll see. You know, they do a great job of taking away the run game. You know, and then when they're able to do that, they're able to play a lot of split safety behind it to eliminate the big plays in the pass game. So, you know, it's important for us to come out and get the run game going and hopefully get them dropping the safety down into the box and then take advantage of some of the matchups on the outside.
Sammy, what's been the biggest difference in being able to make that play at the end of a game this year compared to in previous years? What do you think?
I think it's just the attitude of this team and this offense. You know, I've said it all year. You know, there's just such a difference in the locker room, you know, both during the week at practice and then in the locker room before games on Sundays. You know, the attitude's just different. I think everyone, you know, believes in the system. Everyone believes that we're going to make that play this year, whereas in the past there might have been some doubt. You know, doing it a couple times, I think, gives guys some confidence, and I think that's one of the reasons we've been able to do it this year.
Sam, obviously, you guys always want to shoot the clock and have long possession, but when you face a guy like with Peterson on the other side, how important is it to kind of maintain that control of the ball, control the clock?
Yeah, you know, it's extremely important. You know, we talked about it, you know, as an offense today, that in the games that they've lost in the past couple weeks, I think they've only had the ball for 20 minutes, 22 minutes a game. And in the games they've won, they've controlled it for about half the game or more. So we know that it's extremely important for us to maintain drives, you know, and convert on third downs. And I think that's obviously an area that we've struggled on. We struggled on in that area in the first half last week. So for us to keep drives going, we've got to be good on third down this week.
That final drive that you had, you were a variety of receivers. I mean, there was Givens, there was Hendricks, there was Gibson, a confidence overall in everybody out there?
Absolutely. You know, I think everyone stepped up when they had to and make plays. Obviously, you know, Lance's catch was great. Austin Pettis kept the game going for us. You know, if he drops that, you know, it's fourth down, we don't get another shot. And then obviously Gibby had some big catches at the end of that game. I think with Danny down, everyone realized that, you know, they needed to step up, and they did, and make plays.
Sam, how good a feeling is it to see this team having fun like it's having right now?
It's a really good feeling. You know, obviously in the past couple of years, we've been through some pretty tough times. You know, it wasn't a lot of fun last year at this time of the year. Weren't a lot of smiles in the locker room on the practice field, but, you know, to put three in a row and to win some games, you know, it just changes the whole attitude and makes it a lot more enjoyable to come to work.
Tim, you said from the beginning the attitude was different. Is that some of the players growing in maturity and or coming down from the head coach?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think a lot of it does come from the head coach. You know, granted, I think we have grown up as a team. You know, some of the young guys have matured a lot this year, but I think just Coach Fisher's attitude and the way he handles everything just trickles down to everyone in this locker room. You know, and that's why you see us playing with the confidence that we have.
Hey, Sam.
I think Gibby's probably been one of the most consistent receivers we've had here for the past, you know, 3 years. You know, and Gibby's just a guy who does everything right. You know, he's a guy I've got a lot of trust in, too. I know that he's going to be in the right spot at the right time. You know, and I'm going to give him the chance to make plays. But just his route running, his overall football IQ, I think, has grown in the past 3 years, and that's why you're seeing him make some of the plays that he's made.
You know, he did a couple games, he didn't get any catches at all. Did it just kind of depend on the circumstances, or is it the way it is with this receiver corps, especially without the kind of whoever's open is going to get the ball?
Yeah, you know, I think that's just kind of our philosophy right now, is we're going to spread the ball around. You know, whoever gets open, whatever matchups we feel like we can take advantage of, that's what we're going to do. I think that's why you've seen a number of guys catch multiple balls in different games.
Okay, Sam, you guys are out of the world trouble scoring touchdowns for the last game. Finding ways to win, where is that disconnected to bring the ball?
You know, going back to what I said earlier, I think it starts on third down. You know, when you don't convert third downs, you don't give yourself a chance to establish drives and you don't put yourself in a position to score touchdowns. You know, in order to score touchdowns, you've got to get down to the money zone. And that's just something that we haven't done. You know, last week we got down there twice and scored two touchdowns. But when you don't get down there, you just don't give yourself enough opportunities to score.
Is there anything specific that's keeping you guys from converting those two downs?
You know, it's been a variety of things. I mean, it's something that we seem to look at every week. But you know, I think to convert on third down, it takes 11 guys doing their job. And, you know, there's just a lot of times that we don't have all 11 guys on the same page, and that's what we're working to get.